2 years later, jihadis hit home in attacks on government and foreign installations inside Saudi Arabia. They were the trigger for a crackdown on homegrown terrorism, which continues. Just last month, the Saudi regime announced the arrest of 208 suspected terrorists. Even so, American authorities...
Bodies lie on the ground at the hospital morgue in Bakuba. They're the victims of one of the deadliest blasts in the city for months. At least 40 people were killed when a car bomb exploded outside local government offices in the city north of Baghdad. More than 80 people were also injured. In another car blast outside a popular restaurant in Ramadi, at least 13 people were killed. It's thought a suicide bomber may have caused the explosion. Both areas have been relatively quiet in recent months compared to battle-weary parts south of Baghdad. And it's feared the attacks could be the start of a new campaign by Sunni Arab militants. On Monday, 18 people were killed by a suicide attacker and two car bombs in northern provinces where Al-Qaeda is active. While Shiite fighters battle US and Iraqi troops in southern and eastern areas, in places like Sadr City, it's feared Al-Qaeda may be trying to destabilize the other Iraqi regions. Sonia Legg, Reuters.
I'm Kristen Volk on this Tuesday, the 15th day of April 2008, with the UPI News headline. At least 60 people are dead after bombs exploded in Baghdad and two other major cities in Iraq today. The deadliest attack happened in the city of Bakuba when a car bomb detonated outside of a crowded restaurant. Another attack happened in Anbar province when a suicide bomber blew himself up in a restaurant, and two roadside bombs exploded in Baghdad. Republican presidential candidate